Good morning. It's January 13th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses recent analyst adjustments to Prudential Financial stock price targets and insider trading activity. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, investment analysts from Wells Fargo & Company have increased their price target for Prudential Financial from $113 to $115, maintaining an equal weight rating on the stock. This new target implies a potential downside of just over 2% from its current trading price. In addition to Wells Fargo, other analysts have also adjusted their targets for Prudential. For instance, Evercore ISI raised their price target from $120 to $122, while Keefe, Briette & Woods and Morgan Stanley both bumped their targets to $118. UBS Group increased their target to $116, indicating a generally positive outlook, although the consensus rating among analysts is a reduce, suggesting caution. Recently, Prudential's stock saw some activity, trading down by 33 cents, reaching a price of $117.42. The company has an impressive market capitalization of around $41 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 16.13. On the insider trading front, there were significant sales reported. Senior Vice President Timothy L. Schmidt sold 8,000 shares, marking a substantial decrease in his holdings. Chairman Charles F. Lowry also sold a significant number of shares, which reduced their ownership stake as well. Over the last 90 days, insiders have sold nearly 63,000 shares valued at about $6.8 million. In terms of institutional trading, several large investors have made notable changes to their positions in Prudential. For instance, Matson Financial Services substantially increased their holdings by over 300% during the third quarter. Other investment firms have also shown interest in acquiring shares, indicating a mix of confidence and caution in Prudential Financial's prospects. Overall, while there are positive adjustments from analysts regarding price targets, the cautious consensus rating and the recent insider selling could suggest mixed signals for investors considering Prudential Financial at this time. This report highlights Vontier Corporation's recognition for its environmental initiatives and corporate transparency. Data shared by C-Store Decisions indicates that Vontier has been included on the prestigious 2025 Carbon Disclosure Project, a list for climate change, and has also received a B rating for water security. This places the company among a select group of firms that excel in climate transparency. Out of over 22,000 businesses evaluated by the global nonprofit, Vontier's senior vice president emphasized the importance of leading by example in the transition to a multi-energy economy. The company aims to create long-term value for various stakeholders, including customers and investors. Their annual sustainability report and climate transition action plan outline their strategies to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions and improve energy efficiency. The Carbon Disclosure Project employs a thorough, independent approach to assess companies, focusing on their disclosure practices, management of environmental risks, and adherence to best practices in environmental leadership. Being on the A-list signifies that Vontier recognizes that environmental risks can translate into financial risks, underscoring the need for proactive transparency to ensure business resilience. Vontier is positioned as a global technology leader, integrating productivity and automation with multi-energy solutions, all aimed at adapting to the rapidly changing mobility landscape. This recognition not only showcases Vontier's commitment to sustainability, but also highlights its strategic approach to leveraging technology for a more connected future.
This report discusses Microsoft's plans to manage electricity costs associated with its data centers while addressing community concerns. Insights from CNN reveal that Microsoft intends to absorb the rising electricity costs from its data centers to prevent local residents from facing higher energy bills. This initiative comes as the tech giant continues to expand its infrastructure to support artificial intelligence systems across the United States. With substantial investments in data centers, Microsoft is acknowledging the backlash from communities worried about the environmental impact and escalating electricity prices. According to a prior analysis by Bloomberg News, some regions have experienced electricity cost increases of up to 267% over the last 5 years. In response, Microsoft's president, Brad Smith, emphasize the importance of ensuring that these developments do not burden local residents. Moreover, Microsoft is not just focused on electricity. They plan to invest in local resources, including water systems and educational initiatives, while also committing to job training programs for residents. Interestingly, this announcement coincided with comments from former President Donald Trump, who mentioned collaboration with major tech firms to tackle rising electricity costs for Americans. Despite the opposition to AI data centers, Smith firmly believes that these projects can drive economic benefits for the entire community, not just a select few. He highlighted the company's commitment to not seeking property tax reductions in construction areas, which should help alleviate some local concerns. As Microsoft moves forward with this ambitious agenda, they are framing their actions as part of a larger historical context of infrastructure development in America, which often comes with its own set of challenges and controversies. Overall, it will be crucial to see how this initiative plays out and whether it can indeed foster goodwill among local communities while advancing technological growth.
This report discusses the recent upgrade of KLA Corporation's stock by TD Cowen. According to Guru Focus's latest report, shares of KLA Corporation rose nearly 3% in pre-market trading following this upgrade, which moved the firm's rating from hold to buy. The analysts at TD Cowen cited growth in spending on advanced foundries, which is expected to surpass investments in memory, projecting a compound annual growth rate of 20% through 2027. Additionally, the price target for KLA has been increased to $1,800, reflecting optimism about the company's prospects in the context of artificial intelligence-driven capital expenditures. Analyst Krish Sankar emphasized that the early stages of spending on wafer fabrication equipment related to AI could be a significant growth driver moving forward. KLA Corporation is a major player in the semiconductor wafer fabrication equipment industry, focusing on process control and defect inspection. The company commands a substantial share of this market, serving prominent clients such as Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and Samsung. With a market capitalization of around $191 billion, KLA operates within the technology sector, specifically in semiconductors. The company's financial health appears robust, showcasing strong revenue growth and profitability metrics. Notably, KLA has a solid balance sheet, evidenced by a current ratio of 2.69 and a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.22, which indicates good liquidity. However, there are signs of caution among insiders, with two transactions involving insider selling in recent months. Despite KLA's elevated valuation metrics, analyst sentiment remains positive, reflected in a recommendation score of 2.3, which suggests a consensus to buy. Technical indicators also suggest the stock is nearing overbought territory, with a relative strength index approaching 68, while institutional ownership stands high at 88.82%, signaling strong confidence in KLA's business model and growth trajectory. Investors should remain mindful of the potential risks associated with high valuations. In summary, KLA Corporation appears well-positioned to capitalize on the growth opportunities within the semiconductor industry, especially as it relates to AI investments. The company's strong financial foundation and market positioning support its future growth potential, even amid some elevated valuation concerns.
This report discusses General Dynamics' upcoming financial results conference call. In recent commentary,
www.marketscreener.com, noted that General Dynamics will host a webcast on January 28 to present its fourth quarter and full year financial results. This event will begin at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and will be accessible through their website. Following the live presentation, a replay will be available for those who cannot attend. General Dynamics is well positioned to benefit from increased military spending, which could significantly impact its growth prospects. As we look ahead, investors will be keen to hear about the company's performance and outlook during this conference call. More information about General Dynamics can be found on their official website.
This report discusses Goldman Sachs' outlook on Super Microcomputer Inc. According to Guru Focus's latest report, analyst Catherine Murphy has reaffirmed a sell rating for the company, maintaining a price target of $26. Supermicro Computer specializes in high-performance server technology, catering to various sectors like cloud computing and data centers, particularly in artificial intelligence. The company's revenue is predominantly from the United States, with additional contributions from Europe and Asia. Interestingly, while Goldman Sachs holds a cautious stance on Supermicro, a broader view from 17 analysts shows an average price target of approximately $45, indicating a potential upside of over 57% from its current price of $29. However, the consensus recommendation across 20 brokerage firms leans towards a hold, with an average rating of 2.6 on a scale where 1 is a strong buy and 5 is a sell. Moreover, Guru Focus estimates a fair value for the stock at around $93 in the next year, suggesting a substantial upside of over 221% from its current level. This disparity in assessments highlights a significant difference in market sentiment regarding Supermicrocomputer's potential moving forward.
This report covers Wells Fargo's recent analyst rating update for Brown & Brown, Inc. Citing Guru Focus's data, Wells Fargo has decided to keep its equal weight rating for the insurance company, but has lowered its price target from $92 to $84, reflecting an approximate 8.7% decline in expected valuation. This adjustment indicates a more cautious outlook from analysts regarding Brown & Brown's financial prospects. With the stock currently priced around $79.47, analysts are closely monitoring the company's performance in light of these revised expectations. Looking at broader analyst sentiment, the average price target from a group of 15 analysts stands at $92.37, suggesting a potential upside of about 16.2% from current levels. The consensus rating from 19 brokerage firms indicates a hold status, which suggests that while the stock may not be a strong buy, it is also not in immediate danger of a sell-off. Moreover, Guru Focus estimates a fair value for Brown & Brown at $122.29 over the next year, implying a significant upside potential of 53.8% from its current price. This valuation is based on historical trading multiples and projected business growth. As investors digest this information, all eyes will be on Brown & Brown to see how it navigates its financial landscape amid these analyst adjustments.
This report covers Teledyne Marine's recent agreements with the Royal Navy for the support of unmanned systems. As reported earlier by Marine Technology News, Teledyne Marine has secured in-service support agreements for its Slocum gliders and Gavia autonomous underwater vehicles. These agreements aim to enhance the maintenance and operational support for these systems currently deployed by the Royal Navy. The focus here is on improving maintenance turnaround times and ensuring that these unmanned systems are highly available for operations. Specifically, the agreements will provide better maintenance coverage for the Slocum gliders and Apex floats used by the METOC Information Warfare Group, as well as for Gavia AUVs utilized by both the Hydrographic Exploitation Group and the Mine Threat Exploitation Group. To bolster these efforts, Teledyne Marine is investing in additional support staff in the UK, with new facilities being established in Fareham and Plymouth. The new support centre in Fareham, co-located with Raymarine, is aimed at enhancing service capabilities.
Additionally, a facility in Plymouth is expected to open in the first quarter of 2026, targeting support for users at His Majesty's Naval Base, Devonport. This strategic move not only reflects Teledyne's commitment to supporting the Royal Navy, but also highlights the growing importance of unmanned systems in modern naval operations.
This commentary focuses on recent insider trading and analyst ratings for Microchip Technology Incorporated. According to Quiver Quantitative's latest report, the company recently disclosed $30,000 in lobbying activities related to microchip manufacturing issues for the fourth quarter of 2025. Interestingly, insider trading data shows that in the past 6 months, there have been four trades by company insiders, all of which were sales, with no purchases reported during this time frame. This raises some questions about the confidence levels of insiders in the company's future performance. In terms of institutional interest, 470 institutional investors have recently increased their holdings in microchip technology, while 555 have reduced their positions. This indicates a mixed sentiment among large investors regarding the stock. On the analyst front, the outlook appears considerably positive. 10 firms have issued buy ratings for the stock, with no sell ratings reported. Furthermore, 16 analysts have set price targets for the stock over the last 6 months, with a median target priced at $78.5. Overall, while insider selling might seem concerning, the strong analyst support and institutional activity suggest that confidence in microchip technology remains robust. For more detailed insights, Quiver Quantitative provides comprehensive resources to track these trends. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.